Yes, yebaze bonna abaana ba Katonda.
Praise the smart children of God.
Muriyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Kuba omwoyo wa Katonda.
By the Spirit of God.
Oyo atuwanidde n'okutuuka leero.
You have upheld us up to today.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Fitness.
Apostle Ronald Fitness.
Omule musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusumba wa Bible.
Our Bible reader teacher Jacob.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinziira mu buweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Omulembe omupya.
The new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Okwongera okutuusaako.
To move on reach unto you.
Okwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
The answering of God unto the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawaana mingi.
Why there are many troubles.
Okuva omwaka 2020 lwegwatandika.
From when the year 2020 began.
Miranga kule kende ekitundu kyaffe ekyomukaaga.
And we are heading on to our sixth part.
Tusookeyo twongere okusamu ekitiibwa Katonda kitaffe.
Let us first honor God the Father.
N'ekigambo kye.
And His word.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Omu n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Tubassaamu ekitiibwa.
As we honor them.
N'obawa ekifo ekisooka mu masekkati gaffe.
To give them the first place in our
midst. Awamu n'okukkiriza okulemberamu omwoyo wa Katonda.
Even to accept it. Led by the Spirit of God.
Omu n'ejjira bamalayika lituweereza nabo.
Even armies of angels we serve
you.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father Almighty. King of kings. We glorify you. And we give you glory and honor. Thank you for the good time you've given us. In your presence. Thank you for not chasing us from your presence. For first you first spoke. Basing in Isaiah chapter 1. And he said, who told you to trample my courts with offerings which are vanities. And here in Psalms 51, we asked you by the Spirit of God. And we say, Lord, cast us not from your presence. And do not take away your Holy Spirit. And we pray you will accept us King of Kings. Even today. As written Matthew 7:7, that we introduce ourselves,
you
will be opening for us.
And
we ask you will be giving us. We
too
introduce ourselves as offsprings. For Bible says, Matthew 23:9, do not have any other father on earth, for your father is one in heaven. Not to refuse us have physical fathers, but to speak the one father of our spirit, the one in heaven. For Bible says, Hebrews chapter 12, the verse
9.
We had our physical fathers who punished us for their
properties.
Won't you do more good to us, Father of our spirits? We too are your offspring's king. And when you first say in the Romans 8, in the verse 14,
8-16,
those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We ask him moves to lead us, and he joins with our hearts. Abba, Father Almighty. As the promise of the Lord Jesus is, Matthew 28:18-20, when he told us that
we have
given authority in heaven and earth,
now
we go make all nations disciples, baptize them with the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We move on honor you, Father, together with your
words,
the Lord Jesus. Even your Holy Spirit spoke in the verse
20
saying, as we teach the world all he commanded us, together with us to the end, we move on to honor you, Lord Jesus, in first place in our midst, through your Holy Spirit,
who
has led us today,
and
has come with thousands of angels, those we serve with, to fulfill your word, as in Psalms 103, the verse 20,
the
angels are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God.
As
they listen the voice of the word of God. God have mercy and
forgive
all form of unrighteousness, all transgressions we made all over the world. Accept power on us your spirit to draw us to understand your word in your answering to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020. community began. We prayed that prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much. You can sit down and you also greet your brethren and wish them the best. Those which come from God the Father, as written in Revelation chapter 1 in the verse 4.
And
those which come from the one who was, who is, and who is to be, and which come from the seven spirits of God, when we first understood in the John chapter 16 verses 5 unto 15 that the Holy Spirit moves on gate from that of the Father, for what's of the Father is of Christ, and he gives us and even reveals us what is to come. As the day of today he has led us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We move on with our sixth part of the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began. And this is the part winding up phase 1 of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began. And he told us we have two types of answers of the answering of God. Why there are many troubles from when the year 2020 began. We have the answer in all the answers because God officially opens his worldwide promised call facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Praise Jesus much. And that is God's final work on this planet Earth, and revival in restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, and it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
And
we shall finish, enter into seeing the many answers within Holy Scriptures under the heading saying that the prophecies of God which are in the Holy Scriptures, they have come to pass. And what is next?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But let us move on with our sixth part and the last in the first phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since that 2020 began, and we wind up the answer within all the answers, which is known as that because God officially opens his worldwide promised call, which is of the nation of Uganda, and it is God's final work on this planet Earth, the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, and it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Now we've come to see the three ways through which God has come revealing the call of the whole world, which is on the nation of Uganda, and that call
is
work in God's final work on this planet Earth. In that final work, it's the revival
in
restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Now those three ways, when we first saw the first way, God came marking the call of the whole world, which is on the nation of Uganda, basing in prophecies within the Holy Scriptures. Remember when we began with Deuteronomy 32 verse 21, when he first told the nation of Israel, when they were coming from the land of Egypt, and as they enter Canaan, when they made a calf in the middle of the way, as they angered him, and they made him jealousy, with vanities. And he promised them he will call another nation, a nation which is in that known as a foolish nation, and he will make it wise to stand for his sake. Now, and the many other scriptures, when we saw how God marked the call of the whole world, which is on the nation of Uganda, passing in prophecies in the Holy Scriptures.
So, now,
when we entered the second way, through which God has revealed the call of the whole world, that's on the nation of Uganda, and he passes the history of the European explorers. They based in the book, My African Journey, and some of the newspapers, those which were released in England, where they mostly moved, explored Africa, looking for the source of the River Nile, and they based on the Holy Scriptures, like Isaiah chapter 18, verses 1 unto 7. As they looked for the origin of man, right from Adam, right at the source of the River Nile. And when they discovered it, and they said, indeed, we have discovered the source of the old father of rivers, the holy River Nile, right from the Victoria Nyanza. And they say that which explains the origin, the beginning of man, where he first began, then to spread the whole world, and where the born again Christian faith begins from. Praise Jesus.
So,
now we were able to read many things in that second way.
So, now
when we began on the third way, through which God has come revealing the call of the whole world, which bases in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, we look to the prophecy released in the AD, and it's basing in the Holy Scriptures from within Uganda, and that coming from outside Uganda. And when we singled out among the many visions which came from outside Uganda, we singled out the Austrian vision,
the Austrian vision on Uganda,
okwolesebwa kwaba Austria ku Uganda, which was written in the New Vision newspaper
mu mwaka ogwa 1992,
the year 1992,
omwezi ogwe 11,
in the month of November,
the
date was the
14th,
the day was the Saturday,
okuita munabi Wilhelm Wetzel,
through the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel
ne Emil Klein,
and Emil Klein,
where
they mostly indicated
that
God is right here in Uganda, and God is basing in Uganda to do his final work on this planet Earth. He still said that right here in Uganda, there is a man who is like Elijah. He's like Moses. He is like the heir to the throne of David.
It's
to say he's like King David.
He's like
King Solomon in wisdom and understanding, which comes from the light of the Word of God. Those we had them even more than that. In all phases we've come seeing. Now when we reached on one of among the many visions, those which are released from within Uganda, we singled out that of Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain Uganda,
World Trumpet Mission,
and the World Trumpet Mission, the prophecy on Uganda, in the book entitled Nation at the Crossroads, which was written in 1995, where God mostly told him, came, that Uganda from that time was nearly to mightily be poured upon the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and the seven eyes of God set in the whole heart to be able to lead us and to break down every barrier which hindered God's final work on planet Earth.
So now
we've come see many things in the prophets which Pastor Apostle John Mulinde on the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, and we winded it up when we were winding up the fifth part of the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many troubles from when the year 2020 began.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now that we move on with the sixth part of the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began. Now we want to give you the latest vision. That latest vision that which was released in the year 2019 through the evangelist and the pastor and the prophet Benny Hinn.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Uganda,
a prophecy on Uganda. The latest prophecy come released in 2019 through the evangelist,
Omusumba,
the pastor,
era Nabi Benny Hinn,
and the prophet Benny Hinn after repenting some time back.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This prophecy, it spoke like this. He began when he was in a conference in Ghana and moved on to preach. Yet in the midst of prayer, he saw this vision and he said like this:
I tell you,
Mbagamba,
I see a vision. I see a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda. A mighty move of the Holy Spirit will begin in Uganda in
2022.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, agamba,
now he began saying that I see a vision.
Mbagamba,
I tell you, I see a vision.
Ndaba umoyo mutukufu,
I see the mighty move of
Uganda.
The Spirit within Uganda.
Omoyo mutukufu ngatambula mumanyi.
The Holy Spirit moving mightily.
Agenda kutandika mu Uganda.
It's going to begin in Uganda.
Mwaka gwa 2022.
In the year 2022.
He continued to say,
yeyongero gamba,
exactly 3 years from now,
mazima dale miaka esatu okuva kati,
that is 2019,
mukasera ko yali 2019,
mighty Holy Spirit revival and restoration would come from the nation of Uganda.
Revival no kudizibwa bujjo kwa manyi kugenda kusibuka kuva mugwange lya Uganda.
I tell you,
Mbagamba,
I see a vision.
Ndabo kolesebwa.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda.
Okutambula kwa manyi kwa moyo mutukufu mu Uganda.
Niyo nabibu ya gwange lyo.
Even the prophecy he gave that nation of Ghana,
Nigeria na mawanga amalala,
Nigeria and the other nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we wanted to move and emphasize on one of these latest prophecies, and it speaks of the call of the whole world which is in the nation of Uganda, which passed through the evangelist,
pastor
and the prophet Benny
Hinn,
after repenting that he had spent 20 years back when he had departed from the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven. And by that time he was reviving his theology to be able to come back on track, that he can come back on track.
But
after he had confessed all those, then God told to him, you have come back.
naye
but
revival eyamaanyi y'omwoyo omutukuvu
the great revival of the Holy Spirit. If you want it, if you want it to touch the whole world, it's going to come from Uganda. The time it will reach 2022, it would have spread both the whole world. That's why this year 2020, God decided allowed many troubles to happen. That he can officially open up his worldwide promised call.
It's
God's final work on this planet Earth. In that work, it's the revival,
and
the restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, and it's based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
So,
evangelist who has been known most in the whole world,
the pastor
and the prophet Benny Hinn, when he turned to repent, God showed him this vision that revival, a great revival and the restoration is going to come from Uganda to spread the whole world by the year 2022. Now in his speech within the brief, as I repeat briefly, the way he spoke that vision, he said like this:
I tell you,
Mbagamba,
I see a vision. I see a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in
Uganda.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit will begin in Uganda in 2022. Now we remember that the Apostle John Mulinde in the year 1995,
he was told in the vision which came as a prophecy on Uganda,
a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Uganda.
Now him the evangelist
Benny Hinn,
he was told that that which was spoken about,
the
mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda, reaching there 2022, it would have officially begun
all
over the whole world. Because Apostle John Mulinde was told,
it was about to happen. But now, through evangelist Benny Hinn, in the year 2019, he said by 2022, this mighty move of the Holy Spirit would have coming from Uganda, would have occupied the entire world by 2022. Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when we explain, when we explain it through vision of Apostle John Mulinde, what they call okutambulo kwa
amani
of the Holy Spirit, it is the fullness of the Holy Spirit which is made of seven spirits. There is no any other power, holy power of God, except the Holy Spirit. It is what I want to speak of. As I explained the vision which was given evangelist Benny Hinn, that the mighty move of the Holy Spirit is going to spring from Uganda to spread the whole world by 2022. I want to explain this time. Even though the other time we understood the fullness of Holy Spirit when it's moving, in power, it is made of seven spirits. But today I want to show you power
mighty move
to which measure
of the Holy Spirit.
The term okutambula okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo mutukuvu
kubeera kutya kiki yali agezaako okwogera kyogendo ky'otandise ggwe okulaba ow'omulembe
omupyakubanga
bikwabatuma essula esooka onyola omunaana
bw'atandika
ayogera bw'ati ku by'amaanyi ag'omwoyo
omutukuvuatusome
tuwulire
ebikolwa by'abatume essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana naye muliweebwa amaanyi omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alimala okujja ku mmwe nammwe munaabanga bajulirwa bange mu Yerusaalemi ne mu Buyudaaya bwonna ne mu Samaliya n'okutuusa ku nkomerero y'ensi
ennyonnyola
okutambula okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo omutukuvu
yesu yebazibwe
kubanga
bikwatuma essula esooka onyola omunaana agamba
tinaye
omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alijja ku
mmwemuliweebwa
amaanyi nammwe mulibeera bajulirwa
bange
mu
Buyudaaya
mu Yerusaalemi
ne
mu nsi
yonna
w'olabira
ki
kituufu mighty move of the Holy Spirit etuuse
okutambula okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo omutukuvu kuzze
kubaamu obujulizi
witnessing
obw'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu mu bibuga mu byalo n'okwetoola ensi
yonna
w'otegeerera nti now it is the mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Kwe kutambula okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Tekibeera mu kugwa bigwo.
It does not happen and involves falling. No.
Wonalabira this is now the mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Upon which you will sit kuno kwe kutambula okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
From Uganda.
Okuva mu Uganda.
Throughout the entire world.
Okubuna ensi yonna.
You will see the witnessing of the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Ojalaba okucyulira kw'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Villages
mubibuga
and throughout the entire world
mubyalo ne musi yonna
there you will say now this is the mighty move
abuligamba
of the Holy Spirit
kuno kutambula okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo omutukuvu
there is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit
waliwo okuyibwa okw'omwoyo omutukuvu
and there is a move of the Holy Spirit
era waliwo nekituyita okutambula okw'omwoyo omutukuvu
those two words are very different
ebigambo bibiri byawukana
You might be poured on the Holy Spirit.
Oyinza okuba oyiriddwa
without any move.
Omwoyo omutukuvu nenga tatambudde n'akatono.
And there is a pouring of the Holy Spirit.
Era waliwo okuyiwa kw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
His move.
N'okutambula kwe.
But again,
naye kakano,
in his move,
mu kutambula kwe,
there is that some simple move.
Waliwo okutambula ate okutono.
But this one we say of the mighty move.
Naye kuno tugamba okutambula okw'amaanyi.
Yes, you ever see
Praise Jesus Amen. Much. When they tell you
it
involved the mighty move that concerneth the whole world. The spirit is to move in power. That they covered the entire world. Now the evangelist Benny when they tell him the vision is so well in Ghana
Uganda,
upon Uganda that there is going to appear a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda.
And
it will begin from Uganda to spread the whole world by the year 2022. That's what is told you in Acts chapter 1 verses 8. Let's repeat it we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Acts chapter 1 and the verse 8.
Naye muliweebwa amaanyi omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alimala okujja ku mmwe nammwe munaabanga bajulirwa bange mu Yerusaalemi ne mu Buyudaaya ti ne mu Buyudaaya bwonna ne mu Samaliya n'okutuusa ku nkomerero y'ensi
owulidde ekigambo ekyo
tubagamba
nti omwoyo bw'agenda okujja abawa
amaanyi
mu maite mu muvu ey'amaanyi
mu kutambula okw'amaanyi
kutambula nga kw'amaanyi
maite muvu
muba mugenda kutandikira mu nsi yammwe muli oba ku kyalo
kyewammwe
mutambule ebibuga
byammwe
mugende paka ku nkomerero z'ensi kuyitibwanga kwa nsi
yonna
aba agenda atambula ensi yonna nga ajulira kigambo
ng'enjiri and the gospel
of
kingdom of God is moving. That's why it's spoken of and said in the Matthew 24 verses 14. What do we witness about? When the Spirit has come mightily,
it
moves us to the uttermost parts of the earth. We are witnesses witnessing what? Read Matthew chapter 24 verse 14 and you hear.
Matayo esule ya biri mwenya noro nyiriri olwe 14.
Matthew chapter 24 verse 14.
Nenjiri ene yobu wakabaka eribu ulirwa monsizo na okubo mjuri wa mawanga gona awe nkomerero nerio keja.
Yes.
Nenjiri ene yobu wakabaka.
And this gospel of the kingdom is of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. It will be preached in all the nations to be a witness, and then the end shall come. Is there something you connect? Let me hope you connect with something.
That
what was told Prophet Benihin and the evangelist and the pastor in the year 2019, when he was at Ghana, the prophecy on Uganda, the vision on Uganda, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit
begins
from Uganda, spread the whole world by the year
2022.
That's why he's explaining the scriptures, Acts
1:8.
Upon which you see the Omoyo Mutukuvu atambula mumanyi. When the witness is spreading the whole world, they say the Holy Spirit will come upon you and he will give you power. When he gives you power, then you will be my witnesses in Judea,
Jerusalem,
in Jerusalem,
Samaria,
and the utmost parts of the earth. But what witness is involved? Matthew 24 verse 14 is what has told us. And this gospel of the kingdom of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it will be preached in all nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Are going to move in power, speaking the witness of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to prepare for the second coming back of the Lord Jesus and the end of all ages. The Bible says in the Acts that Christ Jesus,
he
was anointed with the Holy Spirit of power. He moved. Now listen. You keep moving. That power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus too much. You read for us here in the Acts.
Yes, Christ, ya fuki wako, bikuwa tume sura ya kumi.
Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
Ebikuwa biyaba tume sura ya kumi, noru nyiriri orasa tumumu nana.
Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
Yesu, omuna zaresi, katonda wa ya mufuka kama futa, nomo ya mutukufu na amanyi. Eyatambu la nganga akola burunji, ngaonya bonna abajoge wanga setani, kubanga katonda yalina ye. Satu mumwenda, nafe tulibajulira b'ebigambo byonna bye yakola mu nsi y'Abayudaaya ne mu Yerusalemi. Oyo ne bamutta bwe bamuwanika ku muti.
Yesu Kristo,
Jesus Christ,
yafukibwako omwoyo n'amaanyi.
He was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power.
N'atambula ng'akola obulungi.
Who went about doing good.
Ng'awonya.
And his heals
abajogeddwa.
Those who were oppressed
emizimu
by demons. For God was with him.
We
spirit comes, you witnessing, preach gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven.
This
is what you have to understand. That when they say there is going to
appear
a mighty move
in Uganda,
I see a mighty move.
of the Holy Spirit from Uganda, by 2022.
Ngatambula olunsi yonna. Now he's moving the whole world. For we have said, immediately when you are anointed by the Holy Spirit in power,
nothing
is to be powered, ordinarily powering of the Spirit. And it doesn't power you.
Simple ways.
In the simple way. You are powered upon the Holy Spirit simple. But when they attach the word mighty, he must move you the whole world. That's why they say when Christ was anointed with the Spirit and power, he moved. He went about around.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus much. And after he
appointed
them to move to spread the whole world, but they appeared witnesses. And they witnessed the gospel of the witness of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That's why he said, when you shall be moving, in this power of the Holy Spirit, as you're moving, what does he say in Matthew chapter 10, from verse
7.
Matthew chapter 10, from verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula mubuulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka.
Yes,
wonna wafukiddwa omwoyo mu maanyi
ng'atambula ayita mu bana abafukiddwako
omwoyon'amaanyi
okubeera obujulizi
nti
bwe muba mutambula mu maanyi
ago
mubuulire nti obwakabaka bw'omuggulu
busembedde,
mubuulire obwakabaka bwa
Katonda n'obutuukirivu mu
bwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
kasita olaba ekyo ng'omanya
okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo mutukuvu kutandise. Leave this fake move which beats you down and you roll on the floors.
That is
not okutambula okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo mutukuvu.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu,
the gospel of the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven,
ng'egoberwako emabega okuwonya abajoogebwa Satani,
followed upon behind healing those oppressed by Satan,
mulimu okukola obulungi,
it involves doing good,
n'okuwonya abajoogebwa Satani,
to heal those oppressed by Satan,
kubanga Katonda,
because God,
abeera naawe,
he is with you,
nga obunabbi Australian
vision that God is here
Uganda.
In Uganda,
doing this
final work all over the world,
blessing
in Uganda, because he's with us.
Now,
the appearing of God manifests in the Holy Spirit.
Now,
that's what they always speak,
mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Because
when he saw the Apostle John.
Kubanga we are mutume Yokana.
Apostle John Mulinde.
Apostle Yokana, John Mulinde.
The mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about.
Yamugambo kuiwo kwa mugundo kumbo yamutukuvu kulikompi.
What happened in Uganda.
Okubera woko Uganda.
But when it reached to Evangelist Ben Hinn.
Era we chatuka kumutume Ben Hinn.
He said, I see
ndaba
a mighty move
okutambula okw'amaanyi
with your speed.
Obumuyo mutukuvu.
I see a
ndaba
vision.
Okwolesebwa.
A mighty move of your speed.
Okutambula okw'amaanyi
okw'omuyo mutukuvu. We will begin from Uganda
to Uganda.
The entire world.
Okwolekere ensi yonna.
By 2022.
Okutukira emyaka 2022.
Njagadde nnyo nnyo.
I must
be
wanted by the Spirit of God.
Tuzule kibayita mighty move of your speed.
Discover what they call okutambula okw'amaanyi okw'omuyo mutukuvu.
Litwa muzula mu bujjuvu bwe.
Last time we discovered him in his fullness.
Ngabwa agenda otambula okubona ensi yonna mu bujjuvu bwe.
Naye
bw'aba atambula mu maanyi gano. Spoken
in this power, what do you see?
Yes,
praise Jesus. What do you see? And why?
Tebagami, a mighty move of the power of God.
They have not said okutambula okw'amaanyi okw'amaanyi ga Mukama.
Nene bagambe mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Bagambe otambula okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo mutukuvu.
Waliwo enjawulo.
There is a difference
wakati w'amaanyi
between power And the Holy Spirit. And we differentiate from here. That there is evil powers. And the power which is good. Power which is good anytime you see it. The Holy Power. It is the original Holy Spirit. It means the Holy Power. You cannot command it to do what you want as you. Because it's the Holy Spirit he understands. That's why in Zechariah 4:6 it says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Something was telling us
that
anytime you see holy power,
you
have to understand there is my spirit present, not this usual power. This you can use what you want. Because prophets too never spoke what they wanted. But they spoke what had come from God. As they were led by the Spirit of God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now in Zechariah 4:6, I request you understand this word more.
And
that
word
is going to move, explain what they call mighty move of the Holy Spirit. That the Spirit and His power does not move independently when the Spirit is not there. Will deceive you. I have power of the Holy Spirit, but I have no spirit with myself. Impossible. Let us read we here.
Zechariah 4,
verses 6.
Nadamu na ngamba anti, chinoche chigambo cha mukama, Elizerubabeli. Ngachio geranti, siru amanyi, siru abuyinza, na iru wa moyo gwange.
Yes.
Buayogera mukama weje.
Thus says the Lord of hosts.
Siru amanyi.
Not by power.
Siru abuyinza.
Not by might.
Neru wa moyo gwange.
But by my spirit.
Chiche hatugeza.
What is he meaning? He's telling us what.
Ntivotula ba might move.
Ntivotula ba okutambula kwa amanyi.
Your spirit.
Okuwa moyo motokofu.
Tutegera amanyi gaka tundagabu.
Understand the power of God is there.
Kubanga.
Because not by power that it independently operates. As you two have strength for food. You eat, you feel strength for food. And you can use it, go fornicate, steal, and all evils.
And
others use it over good things. If you see the power of God,
know
it is the Holy Spirit and the
hands.
You can't use him, commit evil. That's why they want power on us. They said the everyone who was poured upon him, he moved doing good. When you read Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Jesus the Nazarite, poured upon the Holy Spirit and power. He moved, went about doing good.
And
heals those oppressed by Satan. Because God was with him. When they say,
not
only power which is independent.
Not.
Clearly the Spirit is the one to move in power. But in coming, he is powered on us. And he moves within us. And we witness the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And he dwells within with this power healing. You can't even limit him.
And
heal this person has given 100 millions. Heal this one has given a billion.
It's
impossible for he understands. Why do you think they asked us are these his works? You cannot limit him. For he said, will it be spoken, you Israel? That the Spirit of God is limited. You
limit
and tell it, heal the one of 1 million shillings. The one of 1 billion. It's impossible. Because he understands. You can't command him to do something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mika.
Mika sura yokubiri noru nyiriri olwo mukaga.
Micah chapter 2 from verse 6.
Temuwanga bunnabbi bwebatyo bwabo bunnabbi tebali buwera abo ebivume tebiri jibwawo olinyolo musanvu kiriyogerwa gwe nyumba ya Yakobo nti omoyo gwa mukama gufunze bino bye bikolwa abye ebigambo byange tebiwomero ya tambula no bugolokofu olinyolo munana
uride bulunji.
I have you heard well.
Mika biri musanvu.
Micah 2 verse 7. Will it be spoken, you Israel, that the Spirit of God is limited? Can you limit him, tell him, command him, work here, don't work on this one? Are those the works of him? If you look to Acts of Apostles, they are not just of mere apostles. Those are the acts of the real Holy Spirit. And he moves with them in power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
What they told
evangelist Benny Hinn in the year 2019, the prophecy on Uganda, when he saw a vision, he saw a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda, and
he repeated
the Holy Spirit is going to mightily move.
Starting
from the year 2022. But we have explained
you,
if the Holy Spirit comes out moving in power, he is going to spread the whole world. But he moves in those given the Holy Spirit. We have heard of Acts chapter
1
verse 8. That when the Holy Spirit will come, he will give you power. And you too, you will be my witnesses in Judea, in Jerusalem,
Samaria,
in Samaria,
in
the utmost parts of the earth. Now we witness what? By the Spirit of God.
It's what
say Matthew 24 verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom of God, it will be preached to all nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. It that means
that
this Holy Spirit, when he moves in power through those called the generation,
and
he gives them that power, and they appear to be witnesses to the utmost parts of the earth. They appear evangelists and teachers of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. These miracles of healing, they just follow behind the good works. Good deeds of healing those oppressed by Satan, and they manifest the God who is with us. That's why they take us in the Acts 10, 38. And they told us
that
Christ Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. And power. And he moved, went about doing good.
When
the Holy Spirit is poured upon you in power, you must move when you are a witness of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That's why
the
Bible shows in Luke chapter 4 that Jesus, after the Spirit took him in the desert, when he came from there, after he had been tempted by Satan,
the
Bible says straight began to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
That's
something you've moved on to understand. You first read me that verse.
Luke chapter 4
from verse
14. Awo Yesu nakoma we Galilaya mumanya agomwoyo. Etutumulie neligenda ngalibu na munsizo na eziriranyewo.
Awo Yesu nakoma we Galilaya.
Jesus came back in Galilee
mumanya agomwoyo
in the power of the spirits.
Gabagani.
It is of what?
Gamoyo mutukuvu.
Holy Spirit, not of the sea.
Sigamarungu.
It's not of the deserts.
Omoye yamutuara mudungu.
Spirit who took him in the desert.
Okay,
to be tempted by Satan.
Ye yamukomia
umu man. The one who brought him back in power. When he comes back in power, hear what followed next.
Luke chapter 4,
verse 14.
Awo Yesu nakomawe Galilaya mumanya agomoyo. Etutumulye neligenda ngalibu na munsi zonna ezirinanyewo. Ole 15. Nayigirizanga makunganiro gabwe bonna ngabamutendereza. Onyole 16. Najje Nazaresi je yakulira. Kulunako olwa sabiti ngayingira mukunganiro ngabo yali empisa ye. Nayimirire okusoma. Onyole 17. Nebamuwa ekitabo kya Nabbi Isaya. Nabikula ekitabo. Nalaba ekitundu ewawandiikibwa nti. Olunyola 18. Omwoyo gwa Mukama guli ku nze. Kubanga yanfuka kamafuta okubuulira abavu ebigambo ebirungi. Antumye okutendera abanyage okuteebwa. N'okuzibula abazibe b'amaaso. Okubata ababetentebwa. 19. Okutendera omwaka gwa Mukama ogw'okukkirizibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
told them the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He cannot have the power of God when you have no Spirit of God. And there are those who used to deceive us that pastor has power which heals. But you saw him commit evils. That you forgive him. He has the spirit which heals, but he has the anointing which heals, but he has no spirit which guides him. That is fake. It's not rightful. That is the evil power moving, that of Satan. But this might move of the Holy Spirit to be both. Move together.
Akati,
now,
Bible says
in Matthew chapter 4, verse
17.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
Yesu nasokerawo okubuulira n'okugamba nti mwenenye. Kubango bwakabako bw'omuguru bunatera okutuuka.
Yes.
Era nawe yali averi mudungu.
Still was coming from the desert.
Omoyo yamutwa rokeme bwa mudungu.
The Spirit took him, be tempted in the desert.
Na mukomya omumanyi.
He brought him back in power.
Wabula mukomya omumanyi.
When he brought him back in power.
Matayo sura yokuna onyole 17 rugambye.
4 verse 17.
Natandikirawo okugaga amanti mwenenye.
They began to tell them that repent.
Kubango bwakabako bw'omuguru busembe.
Kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Enjiri bwakabako bwakatona n'obutuukirivu.
Pop the kingdom of God on
right.
In the kingdom of heaven. It began from there. It's what I told you. What they told Apostle John Mulinde in the year 1995.
That
the Holy Spirit was mightily about to be poured upon Uganda. Now Evangelist Benny Hinn, what
he
spoke in 2019 recently here, when he was at Ghana, that he saw a vision, the Holy Spirit moves in power within Uganda. Praise Jesus much. And he moves in power.
Era nagamba nti bwe bunatuukira omwaka
2022 according to the vision he was seeing, that the Spirit would have spread in the whole world. Now that
Zachariah
is what he first explained. Zachariah 4:6, that they don't happen by power. And some say, but God is worldwide promised call, which is the nation of Uganda. How is it going to happen?
And it
is God's final work on planet Earth.
Revival
and restoration, the greatest and the last. And he tells them no.
You
know, when Bible proclaims,
says
God first leaves the evil Satan and raises the dust. Then the Holy Spirit raises the standard to fight with him. Now, fighting with Satan is evil as he launched the year 2020.
It's
the troubles which have reached on this world, those God left them, that he can bring the officiating of his final work on the planet Earth.
His
spirit will move in the extreme power and the witness of the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
This
is doing good, healing those oppressed by Satan, and they follow. You have to understand why he did not say
a mighty move of the power of God will begin from Uganda.
Okutambula okunene okwamanyi kakatonda kuja tandika mu Uganda. In the year 2022, but instead of kutambula okwamanyi okwomoyo omutukuvu,
because
Zechariah 4:6 they say not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
It means
upon which you see the Spirit of God, you expect power. And it is much. You know when they cease from power, the word power appears a bit weaker. But when you move into mighty, it is exceeded level of power. When they said this powerful man, they also brought a mighty man. That one is more than a powerful man.
Yes, we ever
see. Praise Jesus much. Now, our Lord Jesus always explains that all these you've looked to,
when
he began preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God,
we
explained that initially it's the Holy Spirit and His fullness and His works which He does. Even their righteousness, how they are in heaven and on earth to be done.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He told them, in all, don't you think there's power I'm going to freely give you? I have to give you the Spirit, is the one who possesses it.
And
the one who measures to give you little, or he gives you the fullness of it. When he
said,
when he gave him the Spirit, he never measures for him.
Measuring
in the power in his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But our Lord said in the Matthew 12:28, all those who have expected do that of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, they are done by the Holy Spirit.
We
too just come be workers together with him, we who are called. Let's read we here. Matthew chapter 12, verse
28.
Yes. Even demons to cast them, it's done by the Spirit of God. In him is the one who possesses that power. Now they say,
mighty move
of the Holy Spirit
is
going to appear in the extreme power. But in that time, it's come to leading the witness. The witness of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And these miracles just follow. There's something you've moved to understand. That all is this, the Holy Spirit, boasts in the righteousness of God. That's why it says Matthew 12 verse 28. If I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is come for you. Now, our Lord himself,
he
calls the apostles, gives them power. But you think he gave them what? And he
said
he called the 12 disciples. He gave them power. You first read for us, you hear. Matthew chapter 10, from verse
1.
Matthew chapter 10, from verse
1.
When he called the 12 disciples, gave them power to cast in all form of demons and to heal in all forms of sicknesses. What form of power? This, it is the Holy Spirit. Because Acts 1, verse 18, when the Spirit will come, he will give you power. Zachariah 4 says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
So
people get confused. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
Yet Paul's
disciples gives them power. You need to understand the speech of God. Don't expect will give you power, physical strength of food which you can use for whatever you want. He gives you his spirit who does his will. Let me hope there's something you move to understand. He gives you his spirit, and the aim of it is to do what he wants. After he gives the disciples, Matthew 10 verse
1,
he calls the disciples, he gives them power, all demons to casting them,
and
to heal all form of sickness. He told them, before you heal, cast demons and heal. You front this. If you begin to heal, I freely give, you have to freely give also. You enter verse 7 to 8 and read. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubuulirenga nga mugamba nti, obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Olunya olw'omunaana, muwonyenga abalwadde, muzuukizenga abafu, mulongoosenga abagenge, mugobenga dayimooni, mwaweebwa buwa, nammwe muwenga buwa.
Have you had the protocol involved there? Matthew 10 verse 1 is giving them power. This power, it is the Holy Spirit.
He's
the one who manifests it. But we demonstrate the spirit and power. Told them, before you think of healing and raising the dead,
first
preach the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And heal the sick, raise the dead,
cleanse
the lepers, you cast demons out. Freely you've been given. You to freely give. When he was taking Apostle Ben, Evangelist Ben Hinn to repent, those are ones who were selling blessings and healings. Now God told him, if you want to get truth about things where it is,
revive
the mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
It's
going to spring from Uganda. You two go there to get that truth. If you want to be restored. Because he had held the word, he had repented and is reviving his theology.
So,
they told him revival is right from Uganda. I don't know whether he understood it or not, but we've reached unto him this message. Maybe there's something you've moved to understand.
So, now,
I would have spoken many things on the Spirit of God. Because every day we hear
that
God created heaven and earth with power. Yet, we hear He sends is a spirit they are created.
Means,
all along this power of God appears through the Holy Spirit. It's not there that you're going to use it over what you want.
Yes,
God is mighty, He created heaven and earth. But how is and does His power appear? That's why He said Psalms 104 verse 30, and He says like this.
Zaburi esule chikumwenya noru nyeo la makumi ya
satu. Psalms 104 verse 30.
Otumo omoyo go nebito ndebwa. Ero furo obuja amaso getaka.
Yetuma omoyo kinyini ya limuwa manya agatonda.
The spirit himself in him he contains power which creates.
Noru alo ya zobuja isoye noka ujia mjiraba.
Today is the one who renews this earth as you see it.
Emidonga jisigala jikura.
And the grass remains growing.
Muka emigajita ambura nebidi.
The rivers are moving and the many others. That is what he says. That the Holy Spirit is moving in power. Coming from Uganda. And when that Ukiromaka 2022,
you'll
be moving all corners of the entire earth. In revival,
in
restoration the greatest, and the last on the planet earth. That's why in the second paragraph,
the
vision of evangelist Benny Hinn on Uganda,
yagamba bwati,
he said like
exactly
this.
Exactly 3 years from now,
that was 2020.
A mighty, mighty Holy Spirit revival and restoration.
Revival and restoration ye ya
amanyi. A mighty, mighty Holy Spirit revival and restoration.
Revival and restoration ye yomo yomo tukufu ye ya amanyi.
Mumanyi.
Mumanyi.
Kashumba. Kashumbi. Let me read it again.
Kachidemu.
Exactly 3 years from now.
Mazimadale miyake sato kufakati.
That is 2019.
Mubisele vya lipiri kumina muenda.
A mighty, mighty Holy Spirit revival and restoration.
Revival and restoration. Yomo yomo tukufu mumanyi.
Yamanyi mumanyi.
Mighty, mighty. Yamanyi mumanyi.
Exactly 3 years from now.
2019.
A mighty, mighty Holy Spirit revival and restoration.
Revival, ne restoration. Eyomo yomo tukuve yamanyi mumanyi.
Will come from Uganda.
From
the nation of Uganda.
Okuva mu gwanga lya Uganda.
I tell you, I say vision.
Nkugamba ndabo kolesewa.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Okutambula kwa amanyi Uganda. Tukuva mu Uganda.
Kakati.
Now.
Omoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Bwalabika mumanyi.
When the time he appears in power. Moving in power. He appears in power. Moving within power.
The
making revival and restoration the greatest and the last. Where we want to get explained in these words.
Mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit, revival and restoration.
Revival and restoration.
We wow.
What is he saying? The greatest and the last revival.
Mighty, mighty.
Move. The restoration. Eyomo yomutuku. Eyamanyi mumanyi.
The greatest and last.
Eyamanyi erekyasinzeyo.
Lwaki bakitaddeko nti ate revival eno ya mwoyo mutukuvu?
Why have they attached that this revival is of the Holy Spirit? Wala
tunyonyoka akagamba ko mudachike ntono
ekigadde. Want to get explained that word in the few minutes remaining.
Mighty move of the Holy Spirit, revival and restoration.
Revival and restoration eyomwoyo mutukuvu eyamanyi mumanyi. What does that mean?
Kubanga,
because most of us had that word revival. Most of us thought perhaps it's us to work and do it in ourselves. Even some asked. Now, if it is restoration in revival, so there is restoration and revival. That we shall study in the phase of the answering of God. We hope it may be the fourth or the fifth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But those words, they are done by the Holy Spirit
not
us. Because they have said he is poured upon us and manifests in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So what the two,
now though we hear in Hebrews, Hebrews 8, the verse 7 unto 8. That they must first appear faults.
Because
they faulted the old covenant.
It
not done them as it's written in it.
Those
we faulted in the New Testament.
It
we've not done as they were written.
Na
but that revival, we cannot do it as for we do not know the right thing and which is not. But the Holy Spirit knows that. This God told evangelist Benny Hinn,
a mighty move of the Holy Spirit, revival and restoration.
Okutambula revival and restoration eyomo yomutukufu eyamanyi mumanyi.
Did
the Holy Spirit is the one involved with these issues?
Yes,
it's the one who do them to
what
know. Have we not done well in the old covenant?
Those
we've not done well in the new covenant. And he restores us and he revives them. But he first revives them. Then he restores us back to track. That's what Hebrews say. Hebrews chapter 8 from verse 7.
Singa tebali ko kyakunenyezebwa. Tewandi nonyezebwa banga eliye yokubiri. Olinyo olw'omunaana. Kubanga olw'okubasanga n'ensobi bwabanenya. Chavayogera antiraba, enaku zijja bwayogera mukama. Bwendira gane endagaano empya ne nyumba ya Isirayiri, era ne nyumba ya Yuda.
Yes.
Agambe bulani esuliyo munawo nyuro munapa ku Romusa.
Hebrews 8 verses 7 to 8.
Tishinga te wali woku nenyezibwa.
That if there were no faults,
muundagaano enkadde.
In the old covenant.
Tewandi bado banga lya ndagaano mpya.
Place for the new covenant.
Kati uliriza.
Now listen.
Nti okunenyezibwa muundagaano enkadde.
That to be faulted in the old covenant.
Sigama nti ndagaano enkadde ye yali enenyezibwa.
It's not that the old covenant is what faulted itself.
Ayagala atuddize bujja ebigirimu.
He wants to revive back things within it.
Kati agamba. Nti naye bw'asanga naffe ensobi.
When he fault us with faults.
Means
we to be restored to things we faulted in the old covenant. Something you've got to understand. That when he found us with faults in the old covenant, he put space for new covenant. When he finds us, we've made faults in it.
In
things of old covenant, he put in place the new covenant.
that
it can correct things be faulted in the old covenant. But they were doing that. What they told the evangelist Benny Hinn.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit revival and restoration.
Nti okutambula kwa revival and restoration ni eyomo yomu tukufu eyamanyi mumanyi.
Holiday chigambe.
You've heard
ye ya ajikora.
He is the one who does it.
Kubanga.
Because
ye kasobola okumanya bichibye twasobya.
He alone can know what we faulted.
Bye tutakoze bulungi ebiri mu ndagaano enkadde.
Done right as in the old covenant.
N'ebyo ebiri mu ndagaano
empya. Those in the new covenant.
Era Bible yegamba.
And Bible says.
Nti bw'alimala okutusiŋŋaana nga tuli bwe tuti.
After he will find us in that
state. Agenda tujjukiza.
He will remind us.
Kino kyali bwe kiti.
This was meant to be like this.
Atusomesa n'otusomesa.
He will even teach us.
Bubusoma bulungi. Yokaane sura 12:6.
John 14:26.
Uh-huh.
He speaks as he says.
Yokane sura ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
John chapter 14:26.
Nayo mubezi omoyo omutukuvu kitange gwali tuma mu linnya lyange oyali bayigiriza byonna aliba jokiza byonna byenna bagamba.
Yes.
Lebako.
You see.
Uno yaji akola revival ya manyi byetuba twerabide.
The one who makes revival is the one who knows what we've forgotten.
Kakatira bakomu Yohane sura 14:12.
John 14:26.
Agamba nayo omoyo omutukuvu
alija. When the Holy Spirit will come.
Ayigirize byonna.
He will teach you all.
Byenna bagamba.
That I told you.
Abajukize.
He will remind you.
Kubanga muyinza okuba mwerabira.
Because perhaps you forgot.
Ebintu ebitufu mu ndagaano empya n'enkadde
biri bitya. Full things the new old covenant how they are.
Kandi mujja mubikolera mweso bimwe
abakola. Now you come do mistakes within it.
Kati amanyinga bwe byali.
Knows how they were.
Bwe biri.
How they are.
Era bwe biri bera.
How they will be.
Ye moyo mutukuvu.
It is the Holy Spirit.
Yajja n'abitujukiza mu revival.
Comes remind them in us within revival.
Kyona bagamba.
That's what they say.
Okutambula kwa moyo mutukuvu. Kwa revive ya amanyi.
The mighty move
mumanyi.
The Holy Spirit.
Moyo mutukuvu.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit in revival and restoration.
Oh, inacho tigide. Ye nyini yali mu nsonga za revival.
The one involved in issues of revival.
Nja kusinga okumunyonyola mu phase eri gye nkugambi yokwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
Mostly explaining me the phase I've told you of answering of God to the world.
Bamcherecho nja kuba mfukashinze kuitibwa kwa Katonda kwaza subsistence yona.
In the time I'll be focusing on God's worldwide promised call.
Sizo nazi saati amkuitibwa kuno.
All nations how as he called them in this call.
Era mu mulimu guno chi.
In this
kusemba yugufana na kogotia.
The final how does it appear?
Yugubango mulimu ogu.
If that work.
Ye revival no kudisibwa bojia.
The revival and restoration.
Ye fanane etia.
How does it appear like? That too is another phase. Here I have sampled you.
Just mkwa mgatwa tunyonyoro okorisibwa okwaewa ombulisi wenjiri Benny Hinn.
Just as we explain vision given by evangelist to evangelist Benny Hinn.
Kibagamba era makuru ge kigambe echo.
What they say.
Kutambula kwa moyo mutukuvu mumanyi.
Meaning of that word, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Mu revival nokudisibwa obujja.
It's revival and restoration.
Abategeza.
What does he mean by that?
Ejja tugabe bodani yesuleri eyomunana.
What told us in Hebrews chapter 8
verse 7 and 8. Nti watu singana nenso bi
finding us with fault in the old covenant.
Nti oluvanyuma tusingana nga tukoze ensobi.
After finding us faulting in the old covenant.
Nalyo kalete ndagane eri reviving eso bizitukoze.
The new covenant revive the mistakes we've done.
Na yefenga abantu bali tuzimanyi.
But we as people we do not know them. The one who knows them. It is the Holy Spirit.
Kakati Yokana.
Now John.
14:26.
As when he will have come. That power we have heard of. He will teach you all. He repeats to teach them.
It reminds
them to you this was like this.
Lwaki asobola ekyo?
Why can he be able to do that?
Kubanga nabo byali bibikulirwa bannabbi n'abatumi.
Even when they were being revealed by prophets and apostles.
Bakulemberwamu iye.
They were led by him.
Kati ya manya byetusobezza.
Now he's the one who rebukes over what we faulted.
yabimanyi.
He's the one
kubanga
who knows
them.
When he speaks with us in Peter, he says, prophets did not speak what they wanted. You read for us, we see.
Peter chokubiri esule soka noru nyiriri ole 10 no mwenda.
First, Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 19.
Erech singo bunywevu tuline chigambo chobu nabbi. Mukola bulungi okukira becho ngeta baze yakira mukifo eche chizikiza. Okutusa obudde webulicha emonye nyekeso obudde ne yakamitima jamwe. Olinyola 22. Ngamaze okutegeera kino. Nti buli kigambo ekyobunnabbi ekyawandiikibwa nti tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi g'omuntu olunyolwa birimu olumu kubanga siwali kigambo kya bunnabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yes.
Bayogiranga ebiveri Katonda.
They spoke what came from God.
Ngabakulembeddwa mu Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
As if we are led by the Holy Spirit.
Yagambite ekisoka ekyokubira esula esooka.
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 21.
Nti banabbi.
The prophets.
Tebayogeranga bebayagalanga.
They speak what they wanted.
Oba abantu bebaagala.
Or what people wanted.
Ne bayogeranga bivudde eri Katonda.
But they spoke what had come from God.
Bakulembeddwa mu Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
When they were led by the Holy Spirit.
Omutume Paulo naye yagamba.
Apostle Paul too he said.
Tetuwandise bino nga tulowooza nga biva gye tuli.
We've not written this thinking they come from us.
Yebyendagaana empya.
They are of the new covenant.
Naye.
But.
Kuba Omwoyo wa Katonda.
By the Spirit of God.
Kunkomekerani amanye ebya Katonda.
At the end who knows the things of God.
Kubanga byetusobezza byonna byetutakoze mu butuufu mu ndagaano enkadde.
All pointed not done right in the old covenant.
Ne mu ndagaano
empya. Even the new covenant.
Amanyi ekan tubisobezza ye Mwoyo Omutukuvu.
The one alone who knows we faulted them, it is the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga bwayogera naffe mu Bakoliso nga maliriza.
Speak with us in the Corinthians as I finish.
Bakoliso ekisooka.
First Corinthians.
Esule y'okubiri.
The chapter 2.
Nyolo omwenda pa 11.
The verse 9 to 11.
Ayogera nga agamba bwati.
He speaks as he says like this.
Abakoliso ekisooka esule y'okubiri.
First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Naye ngabo kyawandikibwa nti eriiso beyitalabangako n'okutumya kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala olinnya olw'ekkumi naye ffe Katonda ebitu bikkulira kuba omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebikyategerekeka ebya Katonda.
Yes.
Bakolise kisoke sule yokubiri.
First Corinthians chapter 2.
No mwenda paka olwe 10.
Verses 9 to 10.
Acha tugambye bwati.
He has still told us this.
Eriso bitalaba.
What eye has not seen.
Ebiyingiranga mukutu.
Not entered in the ears.
Ne mitima.
Even in the hearts.
Katonda betekira bamwagala.
That God prepared for those who love him.
Olwe 10 na agamba.
The verse 10 is saying.
Nefi yabitu bikulirwa kuwomwoyo.
God revealed them to us by his spirit.
Kubanga omwoyo
for the spirit
anonyiriza nibyo nabyo mugambe bitategeerike ebya Katonda.
All things not known that of God.
Yaga manta ayina omwoyo wa Katonda ategeera byonna.
He said the one with the spirit of God understands all.
Ashubiru nabibikulirwa.
And the guest revealed of them.
Kanebyo mugamba mundagano enkadde tubitegeera bulungi.
Now those you say in the old covenant we don't understand it well.
Situmanyi ati kyali kityawo
kati. We don't know how it was there.
Ne wano mundagano epya kati kine kyandikwa tetumanyi.
Even this new covenant, this scripture we don't know.
Ye abibikule ebi mugate mbitegete.
The spirit reveals those when you've not understood them.
Mu revival.
In revival.
N'okudizibwa obujjo okukyasi.
Restoration the greatest.
Ng'atambula mu maanyi amangi.
Moves in the much power.
Kubanga olunyolo 10 n'olumu lugamba.
Because the verse 11 it says.
Abakolise kisoke sule y'okubiri n'olunyiriri.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Kubanga muntu kyategeere ebyo muntu wabula omoyo gwo muntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omoyo gwa Katonda.
Yes.
Olabye ekigambo
ekyo. You have seen that one. As you two you are there.
Olina gy'ovuddeyo.
This is where you've come from there.
Gy'ovudde olabayo n'okutuuka kankana.
Where you've come from you see there up to now.
Kitegeeza gwe ng'omwoyo gwo obitegeera.
Means you as your spirit you understand it.
Tusobola tubuulira.
And you can tell us.
Naye forumte tusobola okujjako nga tulina omwoyo wa Katonda.
Yet we two at times we cannot. Except you have the spirit of God like today.
Kubaka ati anategere bya Katonda.
But now who knows the things of God?
Ukuje kwa moyo wa Katonda ali muye.
Except the spirit of God within him.
Amabudi lechi ndu chimu.
Let me tell you one thing.
As the nations and the church depart from the Lord, at times they don't understand that they have perverted. The one who can come tell you that you perverted straight from the word of God. As the old and the new covenant says, it is the Holy Spirit who knows that. That's why they have said,
the
prophets which pass through evangelist Benny Hinn, that the mighty mind move of the Holy Spirit in
Uganda,
basing in Uganda,
to
spread the whole world. By the time it will be 2022, that
ye mighty move of the Holy Spirit revival and restoration.
Kwe kutambula kwa revival and restoration. Eyo moyo mutuku. Okwa manyi mumanyi. You've understood that. He is the one going to be involved in this work.
For
the one who knows what we've not done right in the old covenant. Those of the new covenant. The one who's revealed them to us, we as today. To know them. What you know in revival is going to be using three major words.
And
the world of sin, that this is sin, this is righteousness, and this is judgment. Insist on doing something as it was not indicated, that is judgment.
That's
when we say when it reaches in power, these are what he does.
In
the John chapter 16 from verse 5. John chapter 16 from verse 5.
Naye kaakano ngende eri oli eyantuma. Era tewali kummwe ambuuza nti ogenda wa. Onyola omukaaga. Naye kubanga mbabuulidde ebyo emitima gyammwe gijjudde ennaku. Onyola omusanvu. Naye nze mbagamba mazima. Kibasaanira mmwe nze okugenda. Kubanga nze bwe sirigenda. Omubezi talibajjira.
Yes.
Yesu yatugamba singate yagenda eri
mukuru. Jesus said if he did go to heaven, the Holy Spirit was not going to come. Told us in the next verse when he comes, upon which you'll see his arrive. You see these ones down. John chapter 16, verse 7.
Chiba sanira mwe nze okugenda. Kubanga nze bwe sirigenda, omubezi talibajjira. Na yebwe ndigenda, ndi mutuma jemuli. Olunyo lw'omunaana. Yebwe alijja, alirumiriza ensolo ekibi. N'olw'obutuukirivu. Noro musango.
Holide.
Have you heard?
Bwaja mu revival byasingo kola mbi ebyo.
When it comes to revival, what it most does in it, it is this.
Odumirizansi chibi.
Convict the world of sin.
Kubanga wetu kidde mu chibi echo. Wetu kidde mu chibi.
For where it has reached in the sin.
Yalikawo amazima g'ekigambo kya Katonda.
It's left the truth of the word of God.
Ngendagane nkadde n'empya
mubiri. The old and the new covenants are.
Esi.
The world and the church reach in all form of unrighteousness which they are into. Living truth of the new and the old covenant.
So
he has to revive them, take them back. He had to leave troubles to them. Then the Holy Spirit will come in power. Revival and restoration.
As
today he has begun.
Katibuatuka.
Now when it reaches, his missions of revival, it does them like convicting the world of sin. You did it wrongly and you're in sin.
This is
the truth at the righteous thing.
You
refuse it. This is the judgment. Have you moved to understand? Even when you speak of revival, we as children of men, we have a little percentage in this call. That is why we call it God's worldwide promised call. And it's basing in Uganda, part of Africa. That the Spirit is one going to do most of the work in it. This final work on planet Earth is the revival. Restoration the greatest in the last on the planet Earth.
As God has showed the evangelist Ben Hinn,
that
mighty revival
going
to move in the power of the Holy Spirit.
He himself
is the one doing it, is leading it, is the one who knows.
He
knows things faulted.
Those
we didn't do as the word of God is, which makes the new and the old covenants.
And that,
why when he reaches, will say, this is wrong, you didn't do it right,
and
it's the sin to you.
This is the truth
in the Holy Scriptures. It is the righteousness. This one, it's the judgment for you have insisted on your sins. You've denied, refused to
hold
on the truth which brings righteousness.
Have
you have a way you
are
when he will come, convict the world of sin.
But
when does sin come? When they have rejected the word of God, the commands of God. Righteousness is this, coming from believing.
And
faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God as it is. What is the judgment? The word of God is meant to be this, and this you've refused it.
It's
the judgment of hell and lake of fire. You will not be saved. Now when he does that,
he's
the one who knows which verse goes with the other to align them well.
Have
you taken me to teach revival how it is to move? Because Bible says,
he
himself gathered up the Bible, the Spirit of God. According to Isaiah
34:16,
in the scriptures he allotted them and he put them a measuring line. This will go with this one, even with this and this. This does not go beyond this meaning to go to this side.
So
Isaiah, read me Isaiah as I went up. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Yes.
He gathered
up all the entire Bible.
Seek
in the book of the Lord. You are going to see things you faulted in. And the rightful things are meant to be how.
Seek
the book of the Lord and read. For none of them will lack its merits.
The
mouth of the Lord is what commanded, that they be written down. The
Holy
Spirit of God gathered prophets and apostles, old new covenants.
And
when he gathered them, you know what happened? It's the verse 17.
Isaiah chapter 34 verse 17. Era bikubidde obululu. N'omukono gwe gubigabidde n'omugwa.
Yabikubira obululu.
He allotted them. You know when they cast a lot, they said these ones will go with these ones, even these with these. He says command by command, command by command.
Four
commands on all nations spoken of in the Bible.
Two four scriptures
above. Scripture by scripture. 2 to 4 scriptures. Over any issue taught of in the Bible. Here a little.
There a little.
The old and the new covenants revival is beginning. Now
you
see. When the Spirit gathered the book Bible, he made allotments of scriptures. This will go with what?
In
this measuring line,
this
does not go beyond this meaning to move elsewhere. Why did you twist it like this? Let me end here.
ugaye mu phase ejo okunnyonnyola obulungi okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna ensi zonna baziyita batya
how all nations were called
mu mulimu ki guno ogusembayo
which this final work
revival nabaki
which form of etya revival and how is it done
nkusampulizeeko ekyo kekyagambibwa mulisi w'enjiri Benihin
it was told evangelist Benihin
bwe yali e Ghana
when was in Ghana
ng'abuulira
preaching there
Jeti Ghana Nigeria. Okay. Mukama na amulaga okulisibwa.
God showed him in the vision.
Okutambula kwa moyo omutukuvu manyi mu Uganda.
Might move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda.
Okutambula kwa moyo omutukuvu manyi ngakuwa kutandika mu Uganda.
How is beginning in Uganda?
Webuna atukira omwaka 2022.
The year 2022.
Agenda abonesiyo.
Move spread the whole world.
Nanga ntichali okuva mwaka ogwo 2019
say from that year 2019
gemyaka isatu yali jibaliddwa
three years which had been counted
wajja kuba okutambula ko moyo omutukuvu mu revival ne mukodizibwa obujjo kwamanyi mu manyi
a mighty mighty move of the Holy Spirit in revival and restoration
kwolisibuko
that vision
tubadde tunyonyoka
it's what we got explained of
mukitundu chafe mukatundu kafe ba
in our portion b
ka kitundu kino ekyo mukaka
of the sixth part
tugenda kujja tuogere ku kwenenya okwaleeta ebyo
we are going to come speak of the repentance which brought those
mulizi ero musumba nabbi Benihin
evangelist and a pastor prophet Benihin
yawebwa okwolesebwa okwo
was given that vision
oluvannyuma lw'okwenenya
after repenting
nga yenenya nti emyaka abiri egiyise
emabega repented that 20 years back
yali ngavudde kunjiri bwakabaka bwakatonda
he had departed from the gospel of the kingdom of god
and
the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven
nababulira enjiri ebyenfuna byense
and he preached gospel of material gains of the world
irakorisebuko paragraph isoke gamba
that vision the first paragraph says
he said
yagamba
and today sadly among the chorus of the gospel is about how to build the fresh it fails to be good message that is to make money okay I'm reading it again
katudemu tuchisome
he said
yagamba
and today sadly
era lero olwenako munako
among the chorus of the gospel is about how to build this fresh mumasimu agankubibwa kugenda okubulira enjiri biri kwebyo byokuzimba omubiri it feels to be a good message
era tekijanga bubaka bulungi
it feels to be a good message
kirabikango bubaka bulungi
that is to make money
ntyo mukukola sente
and I'm sorry to say
era musonyi bogamba
that prosperity has brought a lot of crazy
ntye nkula akulana erese edalulinji
prosperity gospel
ejiri eyo eya ebyebyefuna
has brought a lot of crazy
erese edalulinji
and I'm correcting my own theology
era ndi kutereza theology wange
and you need to all know it
era mwena muino chimanya
yegama ndi enjili yenu
he said this gospel
ebye nkula akulana
prosperity gospel of material gains
it is edalu
is brought a lot of crazy
linji
a lot of it
bagamba crazy
they say crazy
mulimu ebigambo out of control
it involves words okubera katoche foga
oba okubera ngoli mu feeling yecho
or to be in the feeling of that thing
ichintu ekita subirikika
something not expected
ichintu ekivundu
something rotten
ichintu ekinyenyezebwa
something which can be shaken
eranga twali mirembe
and there's no peace
tujja kuba tusoma kwecho
we shall study of that
mukatundu ka febi
in a portion b
akapati ni eyo mukaka
of the sixth part
tujja kusema kweni nyako
we shall study of this repentance
okombolizi ero musumba nabbi Benihin
of the evangelist pastor and the prophet Benihin
buyenenya olokuva kunjiri obwakabaka bwakano obutukire
when he repented for the party for the gospel of the kingdom of god and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven
noku banga bawo okuonya kwabwerere
and he
usabira kwabwerere
and where they had to pray and heal freely
nemikisanga jabwerere
and blessings are free
batandika boku tunda
and they resorted to selling them
ninjiringa batunda naye ngate batunda yitali ntufu
and the gospel they sold it yet they sold that which is not right
Yet though it's a true gospel, you're not allowed to sell it. But we shall come get explained that. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.